The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
People today can spend half their lives over 50. So it's good to be financially ready for what's important to you as you get older, like a family vacation.
Cannonball!
Or starting your dream business.
Welcome to Connie's Coffee. How may I help you?
AARP's trusted financial tools can help you plan for whatever your future holds. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Start planning today at aarp.org/moneytools.
From pit lane to podium, the Las Vegas Grand Prix is providing fans a race day experience at the speed they deserve. With the help of T-Mobile for Business, our 5G advanced network solutions are powering race day operations with event-wide connectivity. From streamlined gate entry to an immersive app, giving fans blazing fast access to the sport they love. This is accelerating innovation. This is the Las Vegas Grand Prix with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
It's Wednesday, November 30th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Is the doom and gloom on jobs off target? Let's talk about mainframes and IT skills and salary data to review. This is the Business of Tech. Despite all the gloom and doom around jobs, it seems American employees aren't that worried. Across all income groups, the share of U.S. adults who fear they could lose their position in the next month ticked down during November and is sitting near series low points, according to the Morning Consult and Axios Inequality Index dating back to May 2020. So despite all that pessimism from those that talk about it, the workers themselves, optimistic. So how about data on what SMBs are focusing on? CompTIA's SMB tech buying trend says 62% of respondents identify technology as a primary factor in reaching their goals, with 31% saying it's a secondary factor. Hiring skilled workers is cited as a top objective by 39% of respondents, up from 25% in 2021. Similarly, 38% of SMBs seek to innovate and implement new ideas and innovations, compared to 26% last year. Other key objectives include implementing new efficiencies, identifying new segments and markets, successfully launching new products and services, and renewing and maintaining key customer accounts. Accordingly, the research finds that SMBs plan to increase tech spending in critical areas. 28% plan to invest in innovations, up from 19% last year, and 16% plan to hire more staff, up from 13%. In addition, 11% plan to increase spending on training and certification of staff, up from 5% in 2021. At the same time, SMBs plan to reduce spending on upgrades to staff hardware, video conferencing and collaboration tools, and website, e-commerce, and mobile solutions. Why do we care? Has the narrative gotten ahead of reality? Maybe. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy when we talk about bad times ahead, thus those times are created. I'm concerned about contributing to the trend and why my guidance has been to plan for downtimes and push forward. It's not to say I'm not nervous. I'm just trying to be tempered. Notably, there is a surge of new IT services companies during downtimes. So there's something good in the water, even if it's choppy. A data point I reference a lot about mainframes. Tech executives expect half of the legacy applications to be modernized in the next 2 years, according to an Infosys survey of 1,500 senior tech leaders released earlier this year. The survey found that 88% of systems are legacy and 45% reside on legacy mainframes. And with further insights from CIO Dive, concern over access to the right talent to properly maintain legacy systems was listed as a major concern by 75% of more than 400 companies surveyed for an October report by IT services provider Advanced. Nearly half said their pool of mainframe-capable talent is decreasing. The percentage of workers between 18 and 29 has increased, while those over 50 have a smaller share of the pie, according to BMC's survey. Women now make up 30% of mainframe workers, a 7% increase year over year. Why do we care? I often quip about how mainframes continue to be big business, no pun intended. For those mid-market and larger providers, this is significant business. While it's easy to focus on the cloud or fully modern systems, 45% of systems residing on legacy mainframes is non-trivial. Despite the talk of disruption, a healthy dose of realism is always welcome, and there's opportunity here. And while we're on skills and skill gaps, Skillsoft with their 2022 IT Skills and Salary Report. This year's survey found that 2/3 of IT decision makers had skills gaps in their teams. 53% of respondents stated they would likely look for a new job in the next 12 months. Further findings from the study include the following. 80% say skills gaps pose a high or medium risk to their team's ability to meet objectives. 63% have been unable to fill at least 3 positions in the last year. The top factors driving skills gaps are difficulties hiring skilled candidates, 44%, and employee retention, 33%, and 26% say not enough is being invested into training. The top 3 most challenging areas to find qualified talent are cloud computing, data analytics, big data and data science, and cybersecurity. IT professionals cite the benefits of training to be improved quality of work, 56%, increased engagement, 41%, and faster job performance, 36%. Why do we care? With the ever-increasing employee shortage stories in tech, there are 2 apparent moves. Service operators need to build more teams and invest in their employees' skills for retention and growth. Second, those same operators need to be considering their long-term investments too. How to invest in education to create more of the teams needed. Linode, a top infrastructure as a service provider, has resources specifically for helping MSPs explore the alternative cloud. Discover this growing market. One of the best-kept secrets in building a scalable, thriving, modern managed services provider business. Learn about the cloud provider landscape, improving KPIs, security, and more in Linode's free ebook, The MSP's Guide to Modern Cloud Infrastructure, available now. This resource and more at linode.com/MSPradio. Thanks for listening today, National Computer Security Day, rounding out the Cybersecurity Awareness Month. Talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit msPradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.
From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away.
Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.